All right, welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row, and joining me on this episode, I have Brother Austin and Brother Chadwick of the Brother Smith. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Hello!
We are doing excellent today.
Very excellent, yeah. Especially with the good book.
Yes, how are you doing today?
How you doing, brother?
I am doing just fine. So, first question out of the chute. How did you guys get introduced into this wacky world of professional wrestling?
Oh, brother, you want to take this one
first? I'll take this one first. Well, brother, I've been a wrestling fan since, I would say, probably kindergarten.
You're young.
Yes, brother, I was young. And I grew up watching the Attitude Era, WCW. But my two favorite wrestlers of all time was Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Undertaker. And since then, I was hooked. And then I got knowing some people, told me to come join, and then my journey started.
So, Brother Austin here, it's very similar. I remember wrestling at a very young age, and one of my first memories was WrestleMania 19, Rock versus Austin. Yes, and that match got me so hooked. And then ever since then, I loved watching it. The Ruthless Aggression Era was one of my favorites. My two favorites, it's The Rock and Eddie Guerrero. Doesn't get any better than that. And just saw devotion starting to pop up, and I decided, you know what? It's time to start this up. It's time to start becoming a wrestler. And you know what? The Great Watcher blessed me to this company, and it's been off since.
That is also true, brother.
Yes.
And then it led to the Brother Smith.
Yes.
Probably the greatest tag team in Utah professional wrestling.
That is also true, brother. Yes.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. So let me back up and fill in some blanks here. So what kind of got you hooked to saying, "Gosh, I want to step in that wrestling ring."
Ooh, Brother Chatwin here. Yeah. Though, honestly, it would have to be three matches I watched when I was a kid. One had to be The Undertaker versus Mankind, King of the Ring, 1998, in Hell in a Cell. Pardon my language, brother.
Shameful, brother. Shameful.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Undertaker at SummerSlam 1998. That was just an incredible match. And then I would have to say the Stone Cold and Mr. McMahon feud. It's just like the boss and the employee going at it. And it's just like, that looks fun just in front of that crowd. And then I was like, I got to get into this business.
And then Brother Austin here. One of the matches that really got me hooked was WrestleMania 20. Chris Benoit, Triple H, and Shawn Michaels. And then that closing scene with Eddie and Benoit together. That still gives me goosebumps to this day.
A very emotional moment.
Yes. Okay. And then also just watching The Rock cut promos and just listening to the crowd. It was just the electricity, brother. And then just knowing, like, oh, I have to do this. Like, I was meant to do that.
That's great. Well, then how did you guys stumble on Devotion Championship Wrestling?
So, Brother Austin here, I was just scrolling through Facebook, and I started every single day. I just started seeing Devotion pop up, and I was like, I was very curious what this Devotion is, because here in Utah, there's also another wrestling company out here. I'm not going to say that shameful name, but I did see Devotion start popping up, and I was like, you know what? This looks very interesting. And I honestly was a fan of Manny Lemons, and I saw what he was doing, and he was starting to have a pretty good wrestling career. So, you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this a try. And ever since then, that's how I found Devotion.
So let me just interrupt there just for a second.
Yes.
If you wouldn't mind. So you were a fan of Manny Lemons, and you saw that he was starting up his company, and you were confident. You're like, wow, I can learn from a legend.
Yes. No, definitely. I was friends with Manny on Facebook, and I just saw the moves that he was been doing. Going out to Ring of Honor, wrestling on Ring of Honor, wrestling on Impact, and it was pretty cool to see someone here in Utah able to make these type of moves. It was very inspiring.
All right. And Brother Chadwin?
Brother Chadwin here. Yeah. I got into Devotion because I am very good friends with Manny Lemons. I met him when both him and I were at the other company that I shall not name. And then we just stayed friends after he left. And then I saw this devotion pop up and I talked to him about it, and me and him just talked, and I made the right choice, and was like, I gotta go on this journey with a friend of mine, with one of my good friends. Actually, I would say probably one of my best friends. And ever since then, I have not looked back. It's been an awesome journey, and I'm happy for devotion. I'm happy for Manny. I'm happy for everyone. Happy for Brother Austin here and myself.
Oh, I'm happy for you, brother.
The accomplishment, not only that we are doing, but the company is doing as well here in Utah.
That is true, brother. That is very true.
Yeah, that is very fantastic as well. So let me ask you, first night, day of training, what was your thought process? Any nerves, butterflies, things of that nature?
Oh, yeah. So Brother Austin here, I was honestly, I remember that day very clearly. I took an Uber here, and I was just in the back. I was very nervous. I was honestly, I was thinking about canceling. I was like, I don't think I can do this. And then just honestly, you just have to step in there and start doing it. And then, but yeah, I remember I was like, oh, am I making the right choice? Is this really for me? I was super nervous, super scared. But once I got in the ring, started bumping around, started rolling around, I was like, all right, this is definitely it.
Brother Chatwin here. Honestly, when I started doing my first training here in Devotion, I was a little nervous, but the nerves went away as soon as I stepped through the ropes. And what better way to get taught than from Manny Lemons? So since you kind of like the old saying, mouth shut and ears open.
Oh, that is very true, brother.
This is also true.
Right. And, you know, speaking to Manny a few times, he's got a great philosophy for his company and, you know, people that he wants to wrestle in that. Does that seem to really flow down from top down to, you know, from him to you to, you know, all the trainees, all the talent there at Devotion?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Like, we... How would you say this, brother?
Like, honestly, I learned a lot from him. He's taught us so many ways, just working different ways, character work and
I'll take this. Say something. He pulls us to the side and helps us out.
Yes.
And he helps not only us, but everyone out, you know, builds confidence. And it's like, if you mess up, hey, you get it next time. And he always says that to the Brother Smith. And
yes,
you know, after we read the good passion pages from the good book, talk to our great Roger and drink some milk.
Oh, it's got to be warm.
Warm milk. Yes. Exactly. We brush ourselves off.
And we're brand new.
Exactly.
We were reborn again.
This is also true, brother.
Yes, brother.
Okay. And then, so you guys come from a, if I could be so bold to say, you guys come from a great lineage, the Brother Smith, a great you know, historic team, I could say, that's been you know, about for a long time. So what's it great to carry on that tradition?
Brother Chowin here, honestly, when the opportunity came to do this gimmick, it was such an honor, and I honestly, not only myself, but Brother Austin here, we put our heart and soul into these gimmicks, and
just not a gimmick, brother.
Oh, that is not definitely the gimmick. We live it. And just the ovation from the audience.
Oh, it keeps us fired up.
You don't know how many times Brother Austin and myself talk over at dinner and say, we converted them, brother.
We did.
We have followers.
Yes.
And the great Watcher is so happy with us.
And so how are the previous brothers, Brother Smith, how are they doing? And did you guys get any kind of pep talks, you know, advice going into all this?
Brother Austin here, and honestly, I have not met the other Brother Smiths. Like, we are just solo brothers that just jumped right into this. I have not met the other brothers. Maybe one day we will, but as of right now, I have not met them.
But you still have one brother.
Oh, I always got that one brother, and that's Brother Chatwin.
Exactly, and I have Brother Austin.
That's all you need.
And the Great Watcher.
Oh, and the Great Watcher. Right. You can't forget him.
Yeah, I can never forget the Great Watcher. It'd be shameful to not.
Very shameful.
Very shameful.
So you guys how long you guys been training?
So Brother Austin here. I've been training actually since July of 2019.
Okay.
Brother Chapman here for about 1 year.
That is right. You're coming up on your 1 year anniversary, brother.
This is also true.
That's fantastic. And so what's it feel like in such a short amount of time? Because a lot of when you get training, you don't really necessarily go out on the road, but Manny has brought you along to places like, where I've seen you a lot, Colorado Springs. What's it like already hitting the road in such a short amount of time from the beginning of training to now?
So, Brother Austin here, it's honestly been an honor. I honestly did not think it would happen this quick. I was expecting maybe a couple years in, but Manny just gave me the confidence, and it just helped me just believe in myself, honestly. And if he's got the confidence to help me out with this, then I know that I can definitely do it.
And the same goes for me. You know, it just – Manny just pulls us to the side and says, hey, come with me. Get you out there, get your name out there, and the journey expanded.
Yes, and we do love performing in front of the Colorado Springs fans, they shamed us at the last show.
They did shame us.
They did. I don't know why, brother.
What did we say?
Nothing. We're just preaching the good word.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of that, you guys have made such an impact. You guys were voted the Colorado Springs Wrestling Tag Team of the Year. I mean, how did that feel?
Brother Chowin here. It was so incredible. We celebrated with our wives, had pot roast.
Oh, that was a good one, brother.
That was good. Rifle number three knows how to cook it.
Yes, sir.
Glasses of milk.
Warm.
Warm milk. Our great watcher was there.
He was, yeah. Threw that huge party.
Exactly. He drank water. You know, he has stayed fit.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Our great watcher is super fit.
He was so proud of us. And then, you remember, brother, he said, we need those CSW Tag Team Championship belts.
That's right, brother. And, yeah, it was an honor winning that Tag Team of the Year, because there were some incredible tag teams out in Colorado Springs. And just to be able to say the Brothers Smith are the 2019 Colorado Springs Tag Team of the Year, it's an honor.
And another thing, brother, not only Colorado, but we were the 2019 Tag Team of the Year here in Utah.
That is correct. Yes, we are also the DCW Tag Team of the Year.
All right. So, award, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's you could say the Brothers Smith are catching gold.
Oh, definitely, brother. You got that right. Like, bing!
All right, so in your guys' short amount of time, you guys had some memorable moments that just come to top of the head?
Ooh, actually, I got one, brother.
Yeah, brother, go ahead.
Actually, wait a minute. That's two, right? That's two. We're going to start with the second one.
Yeah, go ahead,
the
brother.
Second one is when we led Team Lemons to the victory back in September. I remember the following. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
But one of our great moments.
Yes.
What's us advancing in the Tag Team Championship Tournament?
That is also true, brother, yes. And then Brother Austin here, one of my favorite moments is honestly my debut on July 15th. I'll remember it clearly.
The Great American Day.
Yes, when you asked the Great Watcher for a brother.
I was alone.
You were alone. You asked him for a brother, and guess what? I appeared. That day will always be in my heart.
Well, that sounds like it was a great day, a fantastic day.
Oh, I still get goosebumps thinking about it.
Oh, me too, even when I go back and watch it.
Oh, yes, brother.
Yeah. All right. Well, so before we talk about the current, let's talk about the future. You guys have any dream opponents that you'd like to get into the ring with, or anything? Any, like you said, you guys possibly you have some gold in your vision or anything like that. What are you guys seeking? What are you guys' thoughts about that?
Well, Brother Chown here, I would tell you my thoughts. I would like to see the Brother Smith become the first DCW tag team champions. And the dream tag team we would like to face, honestly, I would like us to face Cody Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes. I think we would have one great match with those two because they're brothers. We're brothers. We can make it a classic, brother.
Oh, I can already feel the goosebumps on every fan's bones right there, brother. Yes.
Even our great watcher would be there.
Yes, he would.
With the good book. With the good book.
I got to agree. That would actually be a very entertaining match. I would put that up there. I would also love to work with. You ready for it, brother?
I'm ready.
You ready for it, brother?
I'm ready.
I think the Red Dragon would be fun, bro. Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish?
Those guys. Oh, we can.
Oh, we will tear the house down, brother.
Now, I know they're on the wrong path right now. But
shameful path.
Shameful path. But we could lead them on the good path.
Yes, sir.
Even if we have to get a little tussy.
Oh, we are going to tussle, brother. We will tussle.
Well, those sound like some fantastic choices. I think that would be great. Brothers versus brothers. I mean, that would be an instant classic.
Oh, I agree with you.
Would you just think of all the followers that will show up and sell out that building.
All the Great Watchers followers in one building? Can you imagine that?
And millions watching at home.
Millions and millions of the Great Watchers fans. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it, brother.
Oh, me too.
All right. Well, okay, so that leads me on into the current upcoming Saturday, January 15th, Devotion Championship Wrestling is having the Annihilation show.
Oh, you got that
yes,
right.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. So what do you guys have in your schedule, in your sights for that that event?
Brother Chowton here. It is the Brother Smith against Austin Reddick and Heidi in the semifinals of the Tag Team Championship Tournament.
Ooh. So you got a couple out of state. Those two people I know very well, of course. So that should be a fantastic match.
Oh, you know what? What we've been doing since we heard that we had to face them.
Oh, tell him, brother. Tell him.
We have been sitting down with our great watcher.
Yes, sir.
We have been watching their matches.
Yes,
we have been studying. And we
lots of studying.
And we guaranteed. We looked. Both you and I promised our great watcher, brother.
Yes.
We guaranteed the victory.
Yeah, we told them.
And that heart punch that Heidi does, ooh, we have something up our sleeve for her at Annihilation.
Now, yes. And Austin Reddick, if you're listening, brother, grow some hair.
Brother, Austin Reddick, we can lead you down the good path.
And Heidi, we know you've been wearing some shameful gear lately. We can help you out as well.
Well, yeah, they should definitely heed those words of wisdom, words of advice.
Yeah, we're ready for you on Saturday.
But we know, just like we know, our great watcher and our great followers know, we
millions
are getting
followers.
Millions know we will be in the fight of all lives this Saturday.
It's gonna be a
tough one. At Annihilation.
It is going to be a tough one, brother. I am going to be talking to the great watcher extra hard Friday night. Hoping for some guidance on Saturday.
But this is also true, brother.
All right. Well, gosh, I mean, that's fantastic. Well, gentlemen, Brother Chadwin, Brother Austin, I do appreciate you guys coming on to the podcast. And speaking of followers, if people wanted to follow you on the social medias, where could they do that?
Brother, you want to go first?
Oh, I would love to, brother. Yes, Brother Austin here. You can find me on all social media platforms at brother_Austin1. Yes, that's the number one. On Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, on everything.
What about your Facebook, brother?
Brother, I'm Brett Austin.
That is also true. Brother Chatwin here. You can find me on Facebook under Philip John Chatwin. Same on my Instagram. My Twitter is PJChatwin14. And be free to friend request me, follow me, tweet me. I will get back to you.
And he will spread that good word. All the good word.
Well, speaking of the good word, like I said, gentlemen, I do appreciate you coming on and gracing this podcast with your presence. And I wish you very good luck this Saturday at Annihilation.
Hey, thank you, good brother. And thank you for having us on the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
It was actually an honor, yes.
Once again, a big thank you to the Brother Smith, Brother Austin, and Brother Chadwin for coming on to this episode of the Wrestling with Altitude podcast and introducing themselves to all of our listeners. All right, so catch them this Saturday, January 25th, Devotion Championship Wrestling, Annihilation. Bell time is at 7 p.m., Wrestling at the Gateway, 12 South, 400 West in Salt Lake City, Utah. Tickets VIP $18, general admission $15, and kids under 8 years of age $5. Doors open at 6 p.m. If you're VIP, you get in at 15 minutes early at 5:45 p.m. And if you guys are attending, remember your $1 for the classic DCW raffle. So good luck to them facing a formidable team of Austin Reddick and Heidi Howitzer. Should be a fantastic time. All right, so since just literally released another episode within hours of this recording, no need to do the week in review. But let's just remind you, of course, Devotion Championship Wrestling this Saturday, Wrestling at the Gateway, and then, of course, Colorado United 3 for the Colorado people, as well as the Playing Field Sports Bar in Colorado Springs. So hope to see you guys all there as well. So it'd be a fantastic time. All right, once again, let's thank the Trending Topics Network for hosting this show. If you like this show, you want to catch other great shows such as this, we've got Wrestling Cheers, All Beer Inside, Old School at the Movies, and Eurovision Showcase. Want to get in contact with the show? Podcast at wrestlingwithaltitude.com is the email. Wrestlingwithaltitude.com is the website. WrestleAltitude is the Twitter handle and Facebook page, Wrestling with Altitude. Once again, I want to thank you all for having fun, for listening to this episode, and having fun wrestling with Altitude.